President Trump is in New York holding meetings at Trump Tower, where protesters are positioned, angry about the 2 days it took for him to condemn the white supremacists and Nazis and violence that led to a woman's death in Charlottesville, Virginia, over the weekend. Last night, two more CEOs joined the one who'd quit the president's manufacturing council. In a tweet this morning, President Trump called them grandstanders who can be easily replaced. And then later this morning, another Scott Paul, head of the Alliance for American Manufacturing, tweeted that he was resigning because it's the right thing for me to do. Let's bring in Domenico Montanaro, NPR lead politics editor. Nice to see you here in Washington, Domenico.
Hey there. Great to have you here.
And lots of exits, though, that we are seeing today.
Yeah, you know, it's funny to me because when you think about how this president ran, he likes to talk about how he's a businessman and that you need a businessman who can run the country, and ran against what he saw as political correctness. But, you know, a lot of these businesses in corporate America don't want to get involved in controversy. Donald Trump's never shied away from that, but they realize that that political correctness is actually good for business.
Well, he did, the president, call out the KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists in that statement at the White House. But on the CBS Late Show last night, host Stephen Colbert asked Trump's former communications director, Anthony Scaramucci, who, of course, left in kind of a scandalous cloud, why it took his former boss 2 days to call out the white supremacists and the neo-Nazis. Here's what he said.
It's almost like a counterintuitive thing with him as it relates to the media. The media is expecting him to do something. He sometimes does the exact opposite.
Wait, just to thumb his nose at them?
Wait a second.
You're saying that he does something to do the opposite of what's expected of him?
Some of that worked during the campaign.
Yeah. He also said Scaramucci said it was the wrong thing to do. Yeah. Are we getting the sense that even from outside, people are sending him flares? You're not listening to the right people? Or
I mean, I think there's a difference between what good professional policy communication strategy are versus what Donald Trump's instincts are. You know, he often, when he's attacked, he wants to attack back. So if he feels like that he's been put under the microscope for or blamed in some way for what's happened in Charlotte, where there is this undercurrent because of the kind of campaign that Donald Trump ran, that a lot of people are looking at him for either leadership to knock this down, to separate himself. And it's absolutely true that he's been very strongly against any kind of group that let's just put it this way. He's never been shy about taking shots at people and things that he thinks are wrong or doesn't like, but in this case, wasn't as strong up front.
Well, in the meantime, there is real important news going on. There's, of course, what happened in Charlottesville and the reaction to that and what people think might be happening going forward. And then we're hearing this morning the Iranian president is hinting that he might want to try to get around the nuclear deal. Meanwhile, we're also hearing that North Korea seems to be quieting down on its posturing on using nuclear weapons. Everything else is being obscured.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, the president's also supposed to speak this afternoon, and he could take questions. We'll wait and see if he actually does that. But normally, a White House would want to avoid this kind of drama and chaos because you'd want to push in a very strategic way whatever the president's message is, whether that's policy or some rollout of an initiative or just to deal with the myriad of complexities around the world, be it North Korea or now this other piece with Iran.
Yeah. Well, and we are expecting to hear from the president. He is expected to talk about the economy. He might take questions, so we might be hearing more. But what else do you see from your look at the political prism we might be seeing? There are reports today that it's Rupert Murdoch that's actually pressuring to have Steve Bannon, who, of course, ran the far-right extremist platform Breitbart News, who's been whispering in President Trump's ear that it's Rupert Murdoch that's saying he should go.
Well, he's one of the people, that's for sure. But, you know, that might not be all that surprising, to be honest. Fox versus Breitbart has been a little bit of a, you know, internecine conservative war because Breitbart has been looking to up its stature and has done so, and at the expense in some regards of Fox News, because Fox News had been the only thing that conservatives, or the main principal thing that conservatives could look to No one would have thought that Donald Trump or anybody else could have taken on Fox News, and he did so during the campaign and then brought on Steve Bannon, emboldening that wing of the conservative base.
And some would say emboldening the white supremacists and Nazis that we saw in Charlottesville. Domenico Montanaro, NPR lead politics editor with us here in Washington. Domenico, thank you.
Thank you.